Earth, sky.
In the summer of 2010, remote sensing expert Michael Lefsky created the first ever map showing the height of all the world's trees.
The map itself consists of colored areas that indicate the height of those forests, from the relatively short forests of northern Canada and Russia to the evergreen temperate forests of the Pacific Northwest, which have some of our highest, our tallest forests, and then down into the tropical forests that are really relatively unknown in terms of their height and canopy structure.
Dr. Lefsky said the taller the trees in a forest, the more carbon is stored in that forest. This map will help scientists figure out what places in the world are holding on to a lot of carbon.
That's important because as forests are disturbed, we want to know how much carbon is going to be released from the stable storage within the forest as it's eventually released to the atmosphere.
That is, if those forests get cut down, how much carbon could be released into the air as carbon dioxide, one of the global warming gases. Dr. Lefsky used data from NASA's ISAT orbiting satellite, which reflected laser light from the ground and the treetops to get their height. ISAT is no longer in orbit. A research plane called IceBridge will continue some of its measurements until the launch of ISAT-2 in 2015. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.